Good morning, everyone. It's great to have you with us today, and happy Thanksgiving to all. How many of you remember watching a show, television show, I think it was back in the 80s or early 90s, called Little House on the Prairie? So that's just about everyone. It really was a wonderful story. It always had a positive message. But to me, what was interesting was how true it was. How true it was that to get a parcel of land and to just try to survive in the first year of getting a parcel of land, and then eventually getting to the point of having a shelter built, some kind of shed for any kind of cattle that you might have, the hard work of just trying to get an acre or so of land tilled and productive, that really it was just so very, very difficult. We live in an amazing time. We don't have to wait a year and hope that we can get a turnip or a potato. Just go to the grocery store and get as many as you want. But there was a time when Thanksgiving was absolutely true. From the innermost core of a person, just to survive the year and have something to share with one another was a wonderful occasion. And maybe you've heard stories about grandparents or great-grandparents who decided that they were going to move up north and get a land grant, which they would get, and then just try to survive the year. Just do their best to survive the year and get through the year. And eventually to be able to farm and develop, and it would be passed down from generation to generation. There's something about Thanksgiving that a couple of words just came to my mind this past week, and I share them with you. One is safety, the other is gratitude, and the other is bounty. And of course, I'd like to share these thoughts through a spiritual side and through a biblical side. That spiritually, to feel safe, to feel above just surviving, although there may be occasions when unexpected tragedies come along that we're just trying to survive, or to be loved and to welcome and to share with one another. The safety of God is that no matter what happens in life, God loves us. He promises, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am always with you. And in John chapter 16, there's this wonderful passage where in John's gospel, he's talking about Jesus beginning to introduce the thought to his disciples that he was not going to be with them physically too much longer. And it was devastating them, but he gave them this news that had a thanksgiving attached to it, though at the time it may not seem that way. So in John chapter 16 and verse 28, it says this, Jesus speaking, I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I'm leaving the world and going back to my Father. I want to stop. This little passage of scripture that I just read doesn't seem that profound. It is our story. On Wednesday evenings, we're looking at parables, and sometimes a parable has been called an earthly story with a spiritual meaning. That is each of our lives. We are a living story with a spiritual meaning attached to it. Listen again to this simple sentence where Jesus says, I came from the Father, I entered the world, now I'm leaving the world and I'm going back to the Father. That is our story. We came from the Father. God knew us before we were born. He knew us before we breathed our first breath. Psalm 139, Acts chapter 17, Ephesians chapter 1. All throughout the scripture, it's a reminder that we're not just a coincidence. In fact, Paul goes on to say he knew the exact dates and times, God did, where we would be born and where we would live. It's absolutely amazing. So Jesus says to his disciples, I've come from the Father, I've entered the world, I'm leaving the world, and I'm going back to the Father. That's our story. We've come from the Father. We've come into the world. One day we're going to be leaving this world, but we're going back to the Father. We're not at the end of the sentence of our life when we pass. It's our story, and it's a thanksgiving story. We thank God that there is no end to our story, and that we will write our story throughout eternity. And so there's thanksgiving, I think, involved here. Then Jesus said, now you're speaking clearly and without figures. The disciples said, now you're speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God. So they were with Jesus for at least 3 years, now getting close to his death. Now they begin to say, we really do believe in you. We've been with you every day, quite a bit, for at least 3 years. Now we actually do believe. Sometimes it takes us a while to believe. And Jesus said, you believe at last. But a time is coming and has come when you will be scattered each to his own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I'm not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. That we can actually feel in our life this. It doesn't matter. He's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. We came from God. We're returning to God. I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world, you'll have trouble. But take heart, I've overcome the world. One of the aspects of Thanksgiving, going back to that little house on the prairie scene, is that when Thanksgiving came, even if there's just a few things to eat, there was this thankfulness that God was with us all throughout that year. The second word that comes to mind is gratitude, a reminder of how much God has given us. And I'd like to read this, if you would, follow along, if you would. Ephesians chapter 1 is really a beautiful description of what God has given us. He just gives it to us. I mean, he just gives it to us. Ephesians 1, starting in verse 3, it's marvelous. If you want to talk about God's blessings, thanksgiving for what he gives us, just notice this. I'm going to start reading in verse 3. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. You're going to hear one phrase repeated three times, that we live to the praise of God's glory. So why do we live to the praise of God's glory? Because of everything he gives us. He just gives us these things. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. That's a sermon right there. For he chose us in him, even before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his children through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, and to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment. Listen, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. That's a promise from God to us. In him, we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who are the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal. Each one of us have been given the Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. So, Don, can you sum up what you just read? Sure. What do we get? Everything. Everything. And that even when difficulties and sadness and unexpected tragedies come in life, we're never alone for one moment, and that God has promised us an eternal inheritance, and that one day we will experience heaven and earth coming together as one, living to the praise of his glory. Can't we just say thank you, God? Why does he give us this? Because that's who he is. And on Thanksgiving, we remember this. Last word that I was thinking of is bounty. Bounty. Some of us, if we haven't done it already, are going to eat way too much food. We're going to look at a table and there's going to be so much food. And that's exactly what Peter says to all of us. God gives us so much. Spiritual food especially. An abundance. I don't know if any of you watched the wonderful movies with Harry Potter. I think it was the first movie when they're at the beautiful castle. And they're celebrating, it's either Thanksgiving or Christmas, I can't remember. And maybe you still see that scene with all the chandeliers. And the food was just everywhere. And what Peter's trying to suggest is that God has given us spiritual food, more than we can actually take in. In fact, I think maybe today, if it hasn't happened already, some of us are going to say, I'm stuffed. I'm just stuffed. And that's what God gives us. So much, so many spiritual blessings that it's too overwhelming to actually take in. But we can try. I read these words, 2 Peter 1, starting in verse 3. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who calls us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them, you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. And then there's a period there, but really, it doesn't have to be a period there. Just keep on adding. Just keep on adding. Just keep on adding more and more spiritual blessings. It's a beautiful time of year when we gather with friends and gather with family. But may we just take a few moments, even as we're doing so, to say, why, oh God, have you blessed us the way you have blessed us? May we never take it for granted. And may we say, as Paul did elsewhere, thank you, God. Thank you for our thanksgiving. And may we continually give thanks to you. Let's pray. Father God, as we come to you today on this very special weekend when many of us have the privilege of just sharing with one another, many of us have the privilege of being with family, thank you for this wonderful gift. Thank you for this wonderful country where we have too much and we have so much that we can share with others. Thank you that you pour out your heart into our lives with overflowing blessings. May we always remember that you love us so much and will never leave us. And may we take the love that you give to us and pass that along to others. We thank you for everything, especially Christ Jesus. And in God's name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets Sunday mornings at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We have classes for all ages at 9:30, and the worship service begins at 10:30. You can subscribe to podcasts through Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music Store, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for Beamsville. All our past sermons and more information about our congregation are available at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.